sounds like we've got to get going home. It was a big mistake because I found working in electronics much different from a hobby. And I didn't expect that. It was a big mistake. My mother was a teacher. High school man. I would have been better off than that.
Understand that. Well, we can't go back. So, I hope you enjoyed the work in electronics. I'm still enjoying it, I guess. Yeah, they don't call it shop anymore. They call it technology, I think. But I have to tell you, between wood shop, metal shop, and electrical shop, and then mechanical drawing, I learned a lot of things that helped me in the future. You know, little things like just how to change an electric socket. You know, that's something that kids today are a little helpless about because they don't teach it anymore. But things have changed. You know, you can't have an eighth grader using a bandsaw in wood shop anymore. They lose too many fingers. But I was talking to someone yesterday who was doing some work in my backyard on some trees, and I told him when I was 14, I went to a Boy Scout camp upstate, and they had guys from Syracuse there from the forestry school. They taught us how to use all kinds of forestry tools, and one of them was a chainsaw. I don't know that they would give a 14-year-old a chainsaw these days, but maybe they should. I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting off the LIE now, getting on to Route 111. Going to head down to the 27 and take that east. Over to you, Rich.
Okay, Maury. So I would have been a teacher. My mother was a high school math teacher. What messed me up most of my life, being that you're an MD, you know about Tourette syndrome. And it was horrible when I was a teenager. It tends to moderate with age, not in everybody, but a lot of people. And it moderated with me. I still take medication for it. And I think I'm developing, I'm sure you've heard of it, tardive dyskinesia. But I'm not sure. I have to see a neurologist. But that's what screwed me up a lot. I had to go on disability at a very young age. And of course, they didn't pay much.
All right, well, sounds like you're doing okay now, at least. I know you got those issues, but let's see. I just turned south on Route 111, and I don't know. The sun is coming right up directly south. Let me see. Well, this thing says southeast, so I guess that's why the sun is there. But, man, it's right in my eye. I just put my baseball cap on and pulled the visor down and put my sunglasses on, but I still can't see the guy in front of me, so I'm going to have to pay attention here. So, southbound Route 111. Go ahead.
Okay, Maury. And by the way, the issues now, what goes along with Tourette's bipolar disorder, I take medication for that. I take medication for diabetes. I'm the pharmacist's best friend, which is not good. Anyway, as far as the sun, wouldn't polarized sunglasses help you?
Okay, WB2MSB here, by the way. Well, it's funny that you asked that. I never got polarized glasses because I'm in my other life I'm a pilot, and you can't wear polarized glasses because the control panel instruments have polarized lenses on them to keep the glare down. And if you wear polarized glasses and you turn the wrong way, you can't see the dial. It blacks out. But I just recently started getting my glasses at Costco, and they only make their sunglasses polarized. You can't get them unpolarized. And since I don't really fly that much anymore, I didn't think it was a problem, but I found out the plates on the liquid crystal displays of the radios in my truck also are polarized. So a lot of times I'll try to look at one of those, and I'll see a bunch of black blotches and stuff. It's hard to read them. I do find that when I'm by the water, the polarized lenses cut down on the glare from the water, but but I don't know that they make that much difference just looking at, you know, just looking in the sun as I'm driving. But I'll have to see. I'll see how they continue to work. But these are the first polarized glasses I think I've ever had. And I'm just getting used to having to tilt my head in order to read the panels on the radios. Go ahead.
Okay, Maury. And again, you're cutting out. You have to back off. You might want to take that radio to Andy. You know, Andy does some work from his home. And he has to put it on a service monitor, and see what the deviation is, what the audio gain is. The PL should normally be set to about 600 cycles deviation. If it's too low, you overtalk the PL, and that's why you cut out, maybe. Or if the gain is up, or the deviation is more than 5 kilohertz. Usually you set the deviation a little touch less than 5 kilohertz. You need a service monitor to do it. And Andy has a service monitor.
Okay. All right, well, I'm holding it back a little further and I'm talking a little less loud. I am out here in Manorville, so I may not be hitting the Selden machine as well as normal. And I was actually talking to Andy yesterday. I was trying to do an A-B test on two different antennas on an HT. The MD-2017 comes with a really terrible antenna, and I have two other ones that I'm using. The one that really works is good, except it's 18 and a half inches long, and I just picked up a like an 8-inch diamond, and I was wondering if it was going to work, but the location I was in was kind of bad. But anyway, let me sign with you, Rich, because I'm just getting on to 27 here, and the sun again is in my eyes, and I got all these trucks here, so let me put down the mic, and I'll wish you a happy day. I hope everything works out for you. Try and get outside a little bit if you can, and maybe I'll catch you on the return trip. I should be heading home around 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. I'll listen out for you, Rich. 73 WB2 MSB with N2EO.
Okay, Maury, I'm usually here, so maybe I'll catch you on the return trip. When I do speak to you, I'd like to hear more about you being a pilot. I guess private plane. Maybe a Cessna, I forget the number, a two-seater or a four-seater. Anyone else here, I don't want to hold you. To maybe to him and speak, and to me, I'll clear.
Get off the radio, Richie. You don't belong here. Get off the radio, Richie. You don't belong here. Get away.
Thank you.